Thomas Stimson is attending Internet Week to learn the latest trends in information technology for his job as a tech marketing consultant. For personal use, he relies on a laptop and tablet.
Since I purchased an iPad, my video consumption has gone through the roof because it's very easy for me to sit on the couch at night or lay in bed and peruse YouTube.
Stimson says his choice of device also changed the way he consumes news.
I visit a lot fewer news websites and general interest websites than I did in the past, simply because I can now have that information come to me via Twitter on my phone. When I'm waiting around, I'll check Twitter quite a bit.
Stimson and millions of people like him are but a click away from yet another source of information. Melissa Lafsky-Wall, iPad editor of Newsweek magazine, told an Internet Week panel that her news organization is counting on quality to hold reader attention.
It's our job to give you a fantastic mix of excellent editorial, original reporting, beautiful photography, and wonderful interactives that will keep you engaged and involved.
But the Internet allows Stimson to be his own editor, to curate or select content according to personal interests.
What I love is that all of a sudden the things that I'm interested in can all be right next to each other, and they're not segmented in silos. I don't have to go and search for art news and then go somewhere else and search for, you know, ideas for my next trip.
Information on demand is also challenging television manufacturers. They are responding with sets that combine traditional broadcasting with computer software. Georg Rosinski represents LG Electronics in New York.
We're making things easier from a hardware perspective to search with an easy magic motion remote, for example, that you can just type in with a QWERTY keyboard or do it with the voice function as well and search for the content that you need. So, yes, the hardware is getting smarter to address all the software advantages.
Modern electronic devices have unleashed a torrent of information. New York's Internet Week showcases some of the city's 500 digital companies involved in managing the torrent with better devices, apps, and software. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, New York.